The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
You're tuned in to Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk, live every weekday on the Nation Network YouTube.
Big win for the Oilers and a big win for the nation, right?
Big win for free play.
Big win for free play as well.
Milestone celebration for the nation.
There you go. That's a better way to put it. If only we would have prepared how we were going to start the show. Let's get into the lead. We raised some money for free play. We had a good time with a bunch of nation citizens.
Great time.
And the Oilers came through and won the hockey game. That is 1, 2, 3. That's pretty big right there.
That's a 3 big things.
Yep. Show's over.
I had a great betting day too.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I did also because they covered the puck line for me by the end and McDavid scored that goal late. So I did pretty well.
Yes. Yeah. McDavid to score over 6.5. Oilers money line was a very juicy and nice bet.
Yeah, it was something.
I thought I bet McDavid 2+ points, and then I realized I bet Draisaitl 2+ points.
Still worked.
But I was swaying out until he got a power play goal at the end, assist. But then I realized I was his third assist, so it was a very unnecessary sweat the whole time. But it was a great
That's why it's good to have a few shekels in the game. That stress that's life right there.
Yeah.
That's living.
That was just an excellent day all in all. Before we get into like the win and everything that kind of went along with it, what a great time we had out at the Pint for the nation's 15th birthday bash. The crew that was there was awesome. The Pint was great. Our friends at Free Play for Kids moving raffle tickets and doing everything they did was awesome. And yes, the pictures and the content like this one and the ice luge and all
that. My favorite one of the truck is the one that photoshopped the chicken parmesan in there. That was the one I got the most lulls from.
Yeah, that was good. And just some pictures from the day from, well, it turned into an evening and a night as these things usually do. Our friends from Germany had an awesome time as well. That ice luge was one of the show stoppers. One of the things that stole the show.
Showmakers.
Yeah. Just really cool. Coomzy and Zach behind the bar pouring up shots for the entire game. Just everything went so well from the execution of the event to the way the Oilers played to like not just them getting a win, but the style in which they got the win as well. Very, very good. Good times were had by all.
Yeah. And there was a weird fight too in that game, which was fun. There was going to be no fight that night. It was all positive, good vibes, good people, good times. So, yeah, I don't know. It was a great event. The team did a good job putting it on. Free Play did a really good job supporting us in that. And then all of our sponsors that donated prizes that allowed us to raise a few extra bucks with raffle ticket sales was phenomenal. So, yeah.
Give me 1 second here. I know we're having some mic issues behind the scenes here. So just we're looking to get that sorted out.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're good now. There you go, everybody. We jiggled the cords and we're back. We're ready to go.
The party. Did you hear what I said?
I think so. They got it in some way.
It was a great time.
Great time. Done.
Great people. Great time.
Can't wait to have more events down the stretch here.
down the stretch here as the Oilers hopefully make a big push through the playoffs. And that push kind of started with a big win. So let's get into that divisional dub over the Seattle Kraken. A nice road victory for the Edmonton Oilers are three big things for the hockey game. As always, brought to you by our friends at AMA Travel. They can help you with your summer vacation, whether you're staying close or traveling abroad. AMA Travel really does it all. If you need a hotel room in Drumheller, or if you need help getting flights on an all-inclusive to Mexico, like they have everything on that
site. Or if you're a group of Germans that want to come to Edmonton, AMA Travel. Well.
And the Germans, they show up. Oh, Oilers rattle off three straight wins. Boy. Looking for a fourth tonight.
They will not stop, though. Like, they are having the trip of their lives from meeting Leon Draisaitl, Devon Shore, and then getting to hang out with Devon Shore even more, to then having the Grey Cup show up at the Pint.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was wild.
Which was so random, but like, of course it does. Like, I've never been in the same room as the Grey Cup. Of course, because I'm with the Germans, the Grey Cup waltzes in. That was fun. So funny.
That was crazy. Our first big thing from that hockey game, Evander Kane. All the guy does is score hat tricks. Our guy Gavin pulled up the number that he averages. I think this is in his Oilers career. He averages a hat trick every 9.5 games based on this tweet from the Oilers. It's crazy. He's up to 13 now on the season. We were all banking on a Connor McDavid hat trick. We did not get our wish there. But we did get a Hattie. Evander Kane turned it on. And that's a guy who we talked about on the last couple of shows as someone who we really want to see start to find his groove. And a guy who it's important that he finds that groove ahead of the playoffs.
Yeah, he had his legs going coming back from injury, which was great. Now, like, the hands are kind of keeping up, which is good, especially, you know, coming back from that injury. But, you know, that one goal was such a great shot. Like, that to me was, like, so important to see the fact, you know, that he can still zip the puck, which was some concern, right? So, yeah, no, he came in and he just dominated Seattle. And we needed that. We bet on a hat trick. We should have just bet on a hat trick. I do not regret betting on a Connor McDavid hat trick because we wanted to manifest that on our 15th birthday, him hitting 60. I will never regret that. I'm probably going to bet him to get two goals tonight and two goals. And if he scores tonight, one goal the next night, I'm just going to keep betting my way to 60.
That's fair.
And I have zero regrets. And anyone who rode with us, I don't think... you're sorry or we're sorry. I think everyone who everyone that wrote on that was just like high five. Like, let's go. The screenshots are coming in. So it was good. It was good.
We are live on the Nation Network YouTube. Jeremy Zinn says he bet on Kane to score the first goal. Tyler Mulick. That's really
well
juicy.
Well done. Well done.
Tyler Mulick just called it straight up a goal scorer's goal. And that's 100% what it is. What it was. That's what they need from Kane down the stretch here. He's up to 13 goals in 29 games. Earlier today on Daily Faceoff Live, I was talking with Stephen Ellis how the Oilers have 430 goal scorers. First time in over 30 years they've done it. And they very well could have five if Evander Kane would have stayed healthy for this season well. Because he's clearly on pace for that. So you see here, McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent, Hyman have all hit the 30 goal mark. Now, this team... and part of it is just Hyman and Nuge having really, really good years. But this team feels a lot deeper than they did in the past. And right here, the graphic you're looking at backs that up.
Yeah, definitely. And just one other thing on the Germans, Tyler, I wanted to add. They went to the Edmonton Oil Kings game on Friday, and they won. The Edmonton Oil Kings have 9 wins this season.
Yeah.
Just to throw another piece out there. But
that might be the most impressive feat of all of them.
All of it. Yeah, it's amazing. That's but good. Yeah, on the Oilers' depth, like, Warren Fogel has 1 goal in his last 10 games, and it feels like he's been absolutely buzzing. Just to kind of show like where the players
are. Even when guys aren't scoring, they're making an impact, and like a noticeable impact.
Klim Kostin got in the fight the other day, if we want to call it that. They basically spun around.
Just got for dizzy. I was getting dizzy watching it.
Yamamoto is, I think, he has 4 goals in his last 9 games or something.
He scored
like
last
that
game too. Yeah.
Starting to get a little bit of that finishing touch.
Score and Ryan have been coming around, and Bukestad's been a great addition too. And Janmark only scores against his old teams, but luckily a lot of them are in the Western Conference, so he's been contributing too. It's great. And now you look into the postseason, it's like, I'd put this 12 against any other 12 in the NHL right now, to be honest. I think at the moment they are just all buzzing in different ways, and he's very positive. And the Oilers got a good goaltender at the moment, just the one. Hopefully they'll get another good goaltender tonight. And the 6 defensemen, they're keeping Philip Broberg out of the lineup, who probably deserves to be playing more. So overall, this team is just in a very positive light at the moment.
getting warming up at the right time, you know,
which is what you want to see. And yeah, you talked about putting that top 12 up against any top 12 in the league. It's without a doubt the best in the Western Conference. I mean, the fact that they lead the NHL in goals per game says what it says, but in the West, like, there's just no one close. Like, I'm looking at Vegas right now, and there's a lot of kind of no-name guys sprinkled in throughout that lineup. You know, Pavel Dorofeev, never even heard of him. That guy's playing in their top nine. The LA Kings do look like a pretty deep
Kings are good.
Top nine.
I'd like to avoid them in the first round if possible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Kings look deep, but again, they don't have the high end that the Oilers have, even though they do
no
have
one
some
has
really
the high end.
Exactly. And that's why I think they're just there's a gap between them and the rest of the Western Conference, because even the teams, if you can match their high end, like Dallas, I think gets close. Robertson and Hintz have looked really, really good. That's a really good duo. Colorado has Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, maybe a healthy Gabe Landeskog in the playoffs, but the depth falls off for Dallas, and the depth isn't there the way it has been in the past for the Colorado Avalanche either. So again, the Oilers are just that forward group, and we'll see if come playoff time they can keep outscoring maybe their deficiencies. I won't call them problems, because I don't think goaltending's a problem with Stuart Skinner. I don't think the blue line is going to be a problem with the addition of Matthias Ekholm, but they're definitely areas where, like, they're not as strong as some other teams in the conference, but is that gap in the offense enough to push them through? Probably a bit of a conversation, I guess, for another day. But our first big thing from that game, we got a little sidetracked. Evander Kane with the big hat trick. Yamamoto picks up a nice depth goal as well. The shot clock is my second big thing from that hockey game. Stuart Skinner had to face 37 shots. At 5-on-5, the Oilers only mustered up 18 shots in that hockey game. Brett Kulak had the team high with 4 shots on goal.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
On one hand, if we want to go glass half full, the Oilers made the most of their opportunities, and this game was a perfect example of why I would love to play the Seattle Kraken in round one of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you had a chance to, you know, keep your string of really good 5-on-5 games going, and you kind of didn't. Not that Seattle dominated for long stretches of that hockey game, but Edmonton didn't dominate. And
there was a lot of, you know, controlled time in our zone by Seattle, but once again, on the half full, the delicious half full glass of Kool-Aid, Skinner kept us in, right? So, like, make some stops you need to, and then we just capitalize on the few chances that we had because we are that high end team. So, you know, it wasn't our best game, but like, that's what, like, if you're buzzing and you're a good team, not every game is going to be executed perfectly. Like, Dallas was executed really well. Like, we smothered and limited their chances. And we, you know, converted when we had great and created a lot of good chances. Yeah. And so that was against a really good team in Dallas. Seattle, not as good, but still, like, we bent, but we didn't break. And I'm okay with that because not every game is going to be perfect. I like to see signs that we can shut down a team. And I like to see sometimes if we get a little loose, we still outscore our mistakes.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good to see them just win in different ways.
Mm-hmm. It's not boring.
In the playoffs, it's not always going to be just like, oh, you got to shut them down every night. Sometimes you just got to run and gun, or you're going to get you're going to need your goalie to step up.
Conventional wisdom in the NHL has always been when it comes to the playoffs, you win 3-2 and a hot power play may be excluded, but you're never going to be able to outscore your problems throughout a playoff
run. That's not the Oilers brand.
But that's not
the Oilers. We did that all the way to the Western Conference Finals last year.
And that's exactly the point I was making. You look at those wins against the Calgary Flames, like 5-3, then there was the 1-4-1 game, but 5-3, 5-3, 5-4. In overtime, games where they were behind and had to rely on their offense coming back, and against two teams in LA and Calgary that throughout the season were like good defensively and pretty, you know, decent-ish between the pipes. At least Calgary got a really strong season from Jacob Markstrom, but the Oilers showed last year, and they've shown at stretches this year, that they can dial it in and lock it down. Look at the six periods of hockey they played against the Boston Bruins this year.
Yeah.
The Oilers played great defensively, great at 5-on-5 through all six of those periods. So I really do think, just like last year's Oilers team in big games, 2-0 in game 7 against the LA Kings, a 4-2 win in game 6 against the LA Kings, which had an empty netter, right? And that was a 3-2 hockey game for the most part with a big goal late. You had to play it tight. I think this team does have those same characteristics as last year's team. And the addition of Ekholm only makes them that much more able to play in those styles of hockey games. So I think they are a team that can outscore the problems if they need to, but can also crank it up if necessary. That was our second big thing. Just the shot clock, a little ugly at 5-on-5. The third thing, and this is one of the big things I'm watching down the stretch here, the penalty kill under Jay Woodcroft has shown at times since he's been their head coach that they can get good, not great. They can get good for like a 3-4 week stretch. I would love that 3-4 week stretch to kind of start right now and carry through round one of the playoffs. And they've killed off 5 straight penalties. So I just wanted to give a hat tip to the penalty kill, which is maybe starting to move in the right direction.
Well, and we're just a shorthanded scoring threat, especially now that we use 97 more on the PK.
The penalty kill is, like you said, it's just so inconsistent. They've done this a few times now this season where it's like, oh, the PK looks great. And then they go and allow 4 or 5 against LA. And then all of a sudden it's great again for 6 more games. And it's just, I think that's just what it's going to be. But yeah, hopefully it can just be relatively good in the playoffs. Just good. Okay. At best. At
worst, middle of the pack.
As long as it's not killing you. That's really all you can ask from this Oilers team. And tonight, hopefully they can keep it going because they're playing a Sharks team who are 22nd in the NHL in power play percentage in the last 20 days since the beginning of March.
And they are coming in loose.
Sharks?
You think they give a shit about their season? Nope.
They care about getting
Carlson points. They want to chase money. Yeah, and get Carlson 100. And we also have to be weary of Erik Karlsson revenge game as well.
Yeah, I thought it'd be big.
It is an Erik Karlsson revenge game tonight. That is our look back at last game, the three big things brought to you by AMA Travel here on Oilers Nation Every Day. As always, coming to you live from the Sports Closet studio. Check them out, sportscloset.ca. The Sharks in town tonight as Edmonton looks to keep their good little run on home ice going as well. It's been a couple of really, really nice performances for the Oilers at Rogers Place.
The Germans, man.
It is the German bump, and they will be in attendance again tonight. So you have that going for you. Tony Brart from Oilers TV had the projected lines from the skate today, so we can start off with that. McDavid, Kane, and Hyman on the top line. Rye, Dry, and Kai is your second line. Bukestad, Janmark, and Warren Fogle, and then Shore, Costin, and Derek Ryan is the fourth line. So it seems like Ryan McLeod still not quite ready to go for this one. They have him sitting out. I would imagine if he was healthy, there would just be a quick swap for him in Shore. But this lineup won you a game last time out. I think it's smart to kind of keep that top 12 together.
Yeah, like why not? I think it's rolling. Like that fourth line is good. The third line is good. First two lines are, you know, okay. Yep. So I think we're okay.
This feels like with Shore swapped out for McLeod, if everyone's healthy, knock on wood, this would be their game one of the playoffs lineup. If they go 12-6 with a healthy McLeod swapped in for sure. Boom. Yep. And I'd really like this setup. I think Bukestad, Fogle, and Janmark have all been moving their feet really well. I think they're fine.
Janmark too as of late.
Yeah, he's been good.
He's effective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about Broberg. I just wonder what he's doing here at the moment.
Well, this is 2 years ago we had this with Bruce Bouchard. He was like up the whole season and played like twice.
Yeah,
that was pandemic-y though, right? Because they didn't want to have to send him down across the border.
Well, they should just send him down to play. He wasn't playing up
there. Yeah, he wasn't.
And the whole thing's like, well, he's NHL ready. Like, sending him down isn't going to help his development. I'm like, well, okay. Yeah,
that's a good point. I would just like to see him play more, especially against these weaker teams. But
yeah,
you look at it and it's like, well, who deserves to come out? It's a good issue to have.
So. It is a fantastic issue to have. Ryan Rashog reported that Desharnais and Woodcroft had a quick one-on-one chat towards the end of practice. So Rashog said, maybe even though the practice lines didn't dictate it, maybe Desharnais could be the odd man out tonight, which again, I would be a fan of. I think at some point you need to see kind of what Broberg or Kulak can do on their offside. And tonight against the San Jose team that since the beginning of the month is only averaging 2.22 goals scored per game. Today's a game you
or,
can do it.
Or I could tell you what they likely talked about, maybe, is so Vinny comes in, right?
Yep.
And we Vinny. Right,
Dana? Yeah. And with Vin in, we win.
Yes. And he comes in and just plays a real simple game and brings some nastiness, right? And we love it. Yep. And then that lasted 7-8 games. And now what I'm noticing with Vinny is he does bring those elements, but sometimes he's trying to force something that he probably shouldn't, like a long stretch pass or that might do just go back to the, like the, like his, like some turnovers and some mistakes are happening. Cause you know, he's trying to maybe do too much. Like, dude, like don't, you know, Darnell nurse yourself right now and just like, just get too well, but like, but yeah, get too many, like force it, man. Like, dude, those first 7 games, if that is the Vinny Desharnais we get, mint. So like, don't like just, yeah, just, you know, you're doing good, bud.
I think that's maybe a comment on just how you feel getting into the league where your first 7 games, you're just trying to survive, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to get taken out of the lineup. I just want to stay, do whatever it takes to make the simple play and get off the ice.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, you're comfortable. You know, your spot in the lineup is maybe a little bit safer than it was a month and a half ago if you're Vinny Desharnais and you go, okay, I'm going to start making a stretch.
Yeah, I'm going
pass.
Junior offense mode. Yeah, do not do that.
I'm starting to feel myself a little bit and, this is maybe the result of it because we've been noticing that for a bit, Liam, on the show is there have been some rough games for Vinny.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Like,
he's learning his game. Yeah. That's the whole thing. Like, it's all good, dude. Like, that tells he's feeling comfortable. But like, man, like, just this is where you're just an absolute Viking. Stay in that lane.
Yeah.
And like, everything's going to be like, you're going to have nothing but success.
Yep.
And like, I'm a big Vinny guy. So I, like, I'm hoping, you know, the other coach, Jay, even though I shouldn't have a coach before my name, is having that similar conversation with him.
Yeah. A lot of talk in the chat about some other injury stuff. Yeah, McLeod did skate and Dylan Holloway is starting to skate.
He's in town.
As well. Yeah, he's in town and it's...
But is he still in Bakersfield? Because he's hurt?
Yeah, he's on the IR. He's on the AHL IR. So he's starting to skate up here. So a chance that maybe Dylan Holloway works his way back
more
to the Condors.
And speed.
Yeah, I'd like to see Dylan Holloway in the playoffs.
Are we Kucherov-ing Dylan Holloway? Is that what's happening?
I believe so.
Yes. Finally, we could at least Kucherov someone. I was craving one Kucherov.
The guy on an ELC. Yeah, you got your wish.
Well, what do we have $3 in cap space. So yeah, it doesn't matter what contract he's on.
Yeah.
Kucherov Holloway.
Davin says, Vinny is a playoff player, I can tell. And yeah, you want that bit of a mean streak. I feel the same way about a Kalim Kostin, you know, a guy who I think when it's a big game and he knows he needs to be a source of energy, he will go out of his way to, or maybe not, that's maybe a bad way to put it. He will make sure he finishes every check that is presented in front of him.
Yeah, he'll make sure that like the physicality is the focus.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him score. It's been a while. I even see him score a goal.
Yeah, me too. He still does lead the team in shooting percentage, by the way. So when he gets his looks, he is scoring on 22.2% of them. Cool. But you're right, 2 points in his last 5, no goals in that span. Last time he found the back of the net was the game in Edmonton against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And that was a beauty. The one he finished off on pass cut to the middle.
Yeah.
So there you go. Maybe some offense from Klim Kostin tonight. Picked up a fighting major last game, which I think is his 1, 2, 3, 4th of the season.
That was an ice dancing major.
Yeah, that was barely a fiver, but Hockey Fights Dan will take that.
It's like someone yelled hoedown and just a square dance broke out.
Jack Campbell going to get the start tonight. That is the biggest story that came out of the Oilers skate today. Looking for his first victory since February 11th. The last run for our boy Jack Campbell has not been that good. 4 goals against Detroit on the 15th. 4 goals against the Rangers. 6 goals against Colorado. 4 goals against the Blue Jackets. 6 goals against the Jets. But he only got tagged for a loss a regulation loss in one of them. It was three OT losses. So his
record still sound.
Yeah, like it's crazy. His record on the year is 17-9-4, and he has a 357 goals against average.
You know, this is the game, like we've been riding Skinner and we've been racking up W's, which is exactly what we needed to do because everyone above us is racking up W's. So I think this is a great game to put him in because it's San Jose, who's just coming in for going through the motions, hopefully. So this is a great game and opportunity to get Jack Campbell back. And also Jack Campbell's had some time to kind of reset, you know, give a little reset coming into this. And so
he's been off for 16 days.
Yeah. And so now I'm like shamelessly trying to reverse jinx this, but like we are due for a shutout. So I'll not be shocked if Jack Campbell goes shutout tonight.
My boy Dylan sent me one of his bets for tonight, and he is parlaying McDavid to score, Oilers shutout. Oh, 15 to 1.
Ooh, oh, wow. It feels like the McDavid goal brings it down. Like, was.
If, wow. Yeah, you're right. McDavid is minus 150 to score tonight. Ugh. Most books have Connor McDavid's over under at 2.5 points this evening. Like, I've like, never seen that before.
The line on this game is gross. Like, to chase, yeah. Well, now I'm going to get out of the decimals for a second. To chase plus money, you got to go -2.5.
It's crazy. Yeah, Oilers big time favorites going with Jack Campbell between the pipes. For people who are following on my Twitter yesterday, I did find a water bottle that fits the clip, by the way. I know Lance was the one who told me and explained what this was. Got it as a free giveaway. Couldn't figure
out. Oh, I had a funny, I was going to reply. I'm trying to remember what it was. At least I laughed.
Probably the same joke that 20 other people commented on that tweet.
Anyways, what's that?
Not built for radio.
Mine was
not in that genre.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day here on Oilers Nation Every Day. Shout out to our friends at Sherwood Ford and their Ford mobile service feature, which is awesome. All of their service stuff is fantastic. 51 service bays to be exact and precise. If you want to find out more, description in today's episode, check them out, sherwoodford.ca. Free valet service. Does not get any better.
Take
than that.
It. I use it every time and I swear by it.
All right. Couple questions for you guys. Connor McDavid, if he wants to hit 70 goals, needs 12 goals in 12 games down the stretch. Percent chance he does it?
45.
Oh, Liam?
Yeah, I was going to say 40.
Yeah, I think that's. I'm going to go a hair higher. I'm actually going to say 60.
Yeah.
Because I think he has a 3-point effort in him somewhere. Just like.
If he does another five two goal game run, like forget about it.
But the fact that you have San Jose, Arizona before the end of this month,
he wants it.
That right there should be
all right. I'll say 100%.
Well, I knew eventually you'd get to the 100% mark. But he's even shown that he can torch good teams. Like just nothing matters anymore.
I think he wants it.
Yeah,
like he's taking empty netters. Thankfully for puck line too for me, but.
That is a good point. Like if there's tight games, you know he's not passing up empty
nets. He used to be disgusted by empty nets. Yeah. He would go out of his way to like he would rather not even get the goal.
There's some big games too, like Vegas and LA in there. So maybe he'll steps up as just goes Connor McDavid beast mode. Oh man. Which is crazy.
He's gotta do it. He just gotta do it just because he's gotta one up that guy out east.
Connor McDavid tied for 6th in empty net goals this season.
Yeah,
he got who's first.
Look at Ovi. Ovi's second. Built well, yeah, of course. Like Ovi, because he wants to score. Like Ovi chases every opportunity.
Yep. Do you remember that year Draisaitl scored 50 and not one was an empty net?
That's impressive.
That was very good. I think the one before that was Hull. I think when he scored like 70 something.
Not one was an empty net.
Was an empty net.
Probably could have had 100 that year.
Jake Guentzel leads the NHL, by the way, with 7 empty net goals in the salary cap era. Alex Ovechkin leads the NHL in empty netters with 54. Second place only has 33.
Who's second?
Eric Staal also has 33. The most empty netters in that span scored in one season. Oh, I just lost it. I went to go hit refresh on the stat sheet. And now it's gone and refreshing. I got to hit it again and wait for the top numbers. Yeah, it's Ovi with 9, I think, is the mark for the most empty netters scored in one season. And he did it. Last year, Connor McDavid last year had 7, which would be the second most in a season.
Like, how many did Gretzky have in his 50 and 39? We know it wasn't his 50th on empty netter.
I can't Google that.
I think it was.
I'm going to try Google that fast.
Like how you say now Google, you're not even Googling it.
Well, I'm on NHL.com. Yeah. I don't know if they kept track of that back in the day because I don't see any
all good.
Any numbers. So my apologies on that. Anyways, you're right. Connor McDavid is willing to finish off those empty net chances. Would love to see him get 70. The Oilers have 430 goal scorers, but they do not have another 20 goal guy. Evander Kane is at 13. Can he get 7 in his final 12 and give the Oilers a fifth 20 goal score?
We have to imagine his 2 hat tricks in there.
Well, definitely one if it's 9.5. So one for sure.
He's due for one more. So you take that game out of there. The Hattie's a lock. That means he will need 4 in his final 11.
So wait a minute. What does a Kane Hattie play pay?
Tonight?
Revenge game.
No, I'm like, let's, yes. Oh, big time revenge game. Let's talk about like the math here. If it's every 9.5 games and it pays X,
you need it to be plus 850.
Well, it's got to be for 3 goals. It better be. It better be plus 2,000.
Someone out there do the challenge. Bet Evander Kane Hattie every game from now to the end of the year. It's 28-1.
Oh, well then.
But I think maybe you skip tonight because he just did it.
Or do you?
Oh, I don't know. Good point.
Hey, do you bet if it's been a run of black, do you immediately bet red or do you ride the wave?
I'm the guy who when I play roulette, I stare at the board and I go opposite whatever the board was. I find those runs. It makes no sense.
Nope.
At some point, you will lose all your money playing roulette.
Yep.
But that's just the way I do it.
But please bet responsibly.
Please do. So yeah, like if you've got 12 games, well, in the next 10 games, like that we might have just found an edge, as I like to say.
We may have. We mentioned revenge game for Evander Kane. We joked earlier, revenge game for Erik Karlsson. He told the assembled media today, as they asked him about the rumors that he could have potentially came to Edmonton. He said, I read the same things as everybody else. I didn't hear much different. I was never approached, which is kind of what we suspected all along. But Erik Karlsson will make his return to Rogers Place for the first time since the trade rumors. It's going to be emotional. Do they do a video?
They should.
That'd be fun. That would actually be so funny. Yeah. And then like, ladies, like what would his reaction be on the bench? Because like I watch when I'm at the games, like the players look up there quite a bit. They're not exactly like dialed in and just like thinking about the next play. Well,
one of Nugent's nicknames is because of the name of the like
Nugent Hoopkins, horse race. Yeah. It'd be the funniest bit if they did that. That one for his first time awesome. Since the trade rumors. Rogers Place, welcome Erik Karlsson back. And they played like the welcome home music and he stands up and gives it a wave. Oh, that'd be funny. Let's get into our bets for today. Here are some stats. Jack Campbell starting. We know he gives up quite a bit of offense. The Oilers since March 1st are averaging 8.11 total goals per game. The San Jose Sharks are 31st in the league in goals for per at 2.22, but their total since March 1 is even 7. The over is hitting tonight.
But the over?
You think it's going like over?
Well, I don't know what I'm asking.
My bet, I think it's a lock. We're getting at least 7 tonight when you look at the way these two teams have played in the last 20 days. Give me the Oilers money line. Give me over 6.5. Give me a Connor McDavid goal at a really, really nice plus 200.
We smoked it in Seattle, didn't we?
I love this bet. I think this is a great spot tonight. I'm hedging it a little by just taking
Connor 2 goals. A little sprinkle.
Does Betway have that?
Yep, they should.
Like in the parlay?
In the parlay.
Whoa.
Gotta go chase it, but it's
what did you take tonight? Because you're going a little off the board.
Me?
Plus 550 is the money line over 6.
So on brand, it's not even funny.
Yeah, but off the board in terms of the style of bets we usually do.
Well, I've been waiting for this one to appear.
And they got it.
Liam's up though next.
Oh, sorry, Liam.
Oh, Oilers to win, Draisaitl 2 plus points. Just because it's plus money and McDavid's wasn't. So
that's insanity. That's
also a fun one here. McDavid and Dry both to score is plus 220.
That's tempting if they pop home a bunch. Didn't they score 7 last time they played the Sharks?
Yeah, and when we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was 7-1.
Campbell almost had that shutout.
Campbell almost had the shutout and it went over 6.5 goals. So even if we've seen a trend.
Went over 7.5 goals.
Yeah. Yesterday in the NHL, there were 3 teams that scored 7 goals themselves.
Yes.
I think the Oilers could do that tonight.
I think easily. It's It's a home. I think they're feeling it at home, which is great.
Yeah.
German's in the building, so it owes me lots of goals. But finally, I've been waiting for this. Been waiting to bet on Ekholm. The only thing we could find was block shots on Saturday. And he didn't hit it. He got one.
Yep.
Ekholm goal. 6-1. Let's go, baby. That'll dig me right out of the hole I'm in.
If Ekholm scores tonight, you are in plus money on,
yeah,
on
the year. The system works. Patience. It's patience. System.
You're going to be 5-13 and doesn't up matter. 1.5 units.
Like,
and
I'll Jack love it. Campbell's record, like, yeah. 700 goals against average, 17-9 record. It all checks out.
Yep. All right. And Liam looking to climb a little closer to zero. There's our game day big bets brought to you by Betway 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Why did that move so weird? Anyways,
so many good ones that I haven't seen before. Connor McDavid to score and an assist is plus 105. Not bad.
What about Connor and Erik Karlsson to score? The revenge games are real.
He doesn't score that much. So that's his thing, right? Like, he's an
what about guy. Connor and Karlsson 2+ points each.
Hold on. I'm still trying to find.
I wonder if they package. Sometimes they'll package them up together. What if Oilers win over 6.5? Connor and Karlsson over 2 points.
You're getting a little too far. But down if you can find it for me.
But if you can find it, that way sometimes in the pre-builds, they like to mess with you a little bit.
I can't find it.
I did the there was one with Betway just because I thought Robertson was going to show up against Connor, as I did a Connor and
Robertson
one with Oilers to win money line. No. Over 6.5, I think it didn't hit.
Karlsson and McDavid to both get a point is minus 188. And for them both to get 2+ points, it's plus 300.
That's the one.
No, they're not. Karlsson's not getting 2 points tonight.
Yeah.
Karlsson aren't getting,
yeah, because we're winning 7-2.
Yegg loyalty.
We were trying to get a shit out.
Well, I'm trying to get everything, Liam.
Yeah, you're all over the place. You're scattered. Yegg loyalty. What's the odds on Nuge hitting 100 on the season?
So he's what? 82 points? 84 points was he at?
Yeah, he's at 84. So he needs
18 and 12.
16 and 12.
Oh, he's 84. Six. Okay, so 1.25, 1.25 points a game? Like, mm-hmm. Isn't that what is averaging right now?
Yeah, he is 84 and 70. What's that on
pace? A little bit. Yeah, he's a little under pace, actually. Quick math. He's on pace for what? 98.4.
A radio station.
That does sound like a radio station, Liam.
98.4, the Nuge.
There it is.
Nugent all the time.
I could see him like realistically doing it again, just because there's some layup matchups. I hope
he does it. He deserves it.
He does.
He's having a good season. Like, spiritually, personally, and scorally.
Ryan said Nuge will get 93.
Oh, that would be I'd be a little disappointed.
He should change his number to 100 quick.
Change it to 98. That's always worked out.
It's available.
Yeah, it's open. It's right there. I would love to see someone else come in and rock that number for a little bit. Let's wrap up the show with our Sherwood Ford giant keys to victory as Edmonton gets set to take on the Sharks. 7:30 puck drop tonight. Some of you were saying 8:30 in the chat. No, 7:30 puck drop between the Oilers and Sharks. The giant key is, for me, just be average, Jack. Just be average, big man. The Oilers offense is going to get theirs. The Sharks give up a ton of goals. The Oilers offense can seemingly be stopped by nobody. Jack, just give up three. If you give up three, you're getting another win. Just be average, Jack Campbell. I feel like an ass even making that my giant key to victory, but he's won 17 games this year by just being average sometimes. Just be average.
And the team, I think, plays a little bit different in front of them for some reason. Like, they just are able to outscore those mistakes. For me, my keys to victory is me and the Germans are going for a pregame donair.
Oh, so that's just amazing. The key.
That's just the key. Donairs lead to success. I have donair meat pies when I'm going into a stressful game and they always pull off a W. So we're going to go on donair.
Mine's going to be similar to Tyler, but I'm going to say the boys need to play for Jack tonight. Get in front of pucks, limit as many shots as you can.
Make his life easy.
Just make it very easy for him because this guy
is... Or just score eight.
But this guy is clearly low on confidence right now, but we've seen what he can be when his confidence is up there. So just get in front of some pucks tonight.
Yep.
Fair enough. There you go. There's our Sherwood Ford giant keys to victory for this evening's game. A little smaller key to victory is get back to playing good 5-on-5 hockey. This Sharks team has actually outshot their opposition at 5-on-5 in 4 of their last 5 games. So they've been, you know, playing some decent hockey. Their special teams
is just loose right now.
Yeah, their special teams is junk. So, you know, that might be an area. They've allowed 5 goals on the PK in their last 5 games since March 1st. Their PK is 23rd in the NHL, tied with the Edmonton Oilers, I should add. You know, their special teams aren't that good. So that's another area the Oilers could probably take advantage of. Campbell versus Reimer between the pipes. Oilers versus Sharks. Edmonton going for win number 4 in a row. The only game on the out-of-town scoreboard that you're going to want to watch even a little tonight. Calgary taking on LA, where I think we're rooting for the Calgary Flames.
Oh, big time. We want them in the playoffs.
I do too. Yeah.
I want to play them in the playoffs. It'd be fun.
Yep. I'm with you. So there you go. That's your one out-of-town scoreboard game tonight. That one is an 8:30 p.m. puck drop, but the Oilers Sharks is the one you care about at 7:30 down at Rogers
Place. Is Noah Gregor playing tonight?
I think so. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Didn't he score 2 goals against us last year?
He did. So you got more to bet on.
I don't know if you can find him, but yeah, pair him up with McDavid Hattrick and you're good.
He's playing on the third line with Nico Sturm, a German.
Oh, so that's a goal.
Fabian Zetterlund. Yeah,
There's another goal. Yeah, the Germans perform.
The one guy I can't believe isn't a German, Martin Kaut. Sounds like a German name, but he's from the Czech.
Kaut.
Sauerkraut.
It sounds like guy has enough.
Is it been a German in every game?
No.
No, the Germans have been here for. Because Ottawa.
Yeah.
Oh, no one in Dallas. But Seattle have Grubauer.
Yeah.
So they saw the best of him on Saturday. That Oil Kings game, they have a German on
the
team.
But he's hurting back home.
Oh.
They're excited to try to meet him, but that sucks. He's hurting him back home.
So then tonight is the last goodbye of Nico Sturm.
Let's hope.
Any relation to Marco Sturm?
No.
We looked that up.
We looked it up on his show.
Marco Sturm work for the Sharks?
Works for the Kings. He's an assistant with the Kings. Yeah. I know, because I was like, oh, that's got to be his kid. Like, what are the odds someone named Sturm from just a different strand of Sturms?
Sturm is like Jones in Germany. No, you ever thought that?
We could ask our German friends that.
He was like your Remchuk in northern Alberta.
There's a lot of your Remchuks in Winnipeg, apparently.
In Winnipeg, sorry.
Around
you'll
here.
You'll never see him because how are you supposed to get there?
Yeah, that's too far of a drive for me. All right, we're going to wrap this bad boy up. Thanks everyone who tuned in on the Nation Network YouTube. Hit the subscribe button before you head out from today's show. Enjoy the game tonight. You already know we're back tomorrow, noon Mountain Time. Talk to you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!